We're standing in front of a monumentally scaled painting by Kehinde Wiley. It's from the
Sarah Eckhart is a curator at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts.
Crossing the Alps. So you had Napoleon in his French military uniform on a large rearing horse on some rocks.
Eckhart is describing a painting originally done by a French painter in the early 1800s. The painting we're standing in front of is similar, but with some important differences. This painting's background is bold and red, covered in an ornate gold stencil. Most importantly, Napoleon isn't riding the horse. A black man is.
And that brings up all kinds of questions about who in history gets represented, how they get represented, and who makes the image, and how they make it.
Kehinde Wiley takes paintings that you'd find on the walls of Versailles or in Roman museums and replaces the subjects with his own models. He finds his models on the street, people he just likes the look of.
Then he asks them to come back to his studio and to wear what they want to wear to represent themselves.
Around the country, the average patron of a fine arts museum is middle-aged, white, and female. The membership at Virginia's Museum of Fine Arts is no different, but administrators here are trying to change that, beginning with artwork.
We have one of the very best collections of African art in the country, but also African American art. And it's an area where I'd say we're pretty respectable, but we're going to do so much better.
Alex Nergis is director of the VMFA. During a press preview of the Wiley exhibit, Nergis restated the museum's commitment to attracting a broader audience, pointing to events like African American Family Day.
And it's all about relating to our audience, which is all of us and all of the other folks in Central Virginia, and for that matter, across the Commonwealth. And it's the ability for us to be able to connect.
Connecting can be as simple as seeing yourself in the art. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.